Ben and Baxter in the morning.
The After Show podcast is here. It is October the 30th. It's a Tuesday, and we're all kind of in different points today because for those of you who live in this area, you know this, but if you're listening from outside of the area, our area, Northeast Arkansas, is going to get rain for Halloween, right? So I don't know. I've never heard of this before, but city officials from most of the area cities came out and basically changed the day for Halloween.
Yes, they declared that it was going to be too wet tomorrow night.
Yeah.
And yeah. Switched it. Oh, my gosh.
Right, it's going to be too wet for Halloween. So let me do this. Let me go back and find the official message that I was sent. It says, because of the forecast for potentially dangerous weather on Wednesday, Jonesboro and the rest of Craighead County will observe trick-or-treat activities on Tuesday, October 30th, a day ahead of the traditional Halloween. Jonesboro's Harold Perrin and mayors of the other towns and cities of Craighead County, as well as the county itself, agreed Monday that the National Weather Service forecast for Wednesday afternoon and evening could be treacherous for trick-or-treaters. They changed the day for Halloween.
I've never heard of that before. Like, I've always thought rain or shine.
I don't remember if that happened when I was little.
I don't think I've never heard of it.
Has Halloween ever been on a Sunday? And they were like, oh, we're going to switch it to Saturday or Monday?
Not that I remember. Because I always remember that, like, there were times where Halloween was inconvenient based on what was going on.
And typically it's because school's the next day. And it's so hard to go trick-or-treating and then get your kids up. Because you want to be that parent that lets them have a little bit of fun and eat some candy, but then they're jacked up until like 2 in the morning, and then you have to get up and take them to school, and they're crazy in the morning.
That's why the day after needs to be holiday.
Do you realize how many day after holidays you ask for?
The Super Bowl.
The Super Bowl.
Labor Day.
Concerts. July
concerts,
the 4th.
July 4th, really. That
WrestleMania.
When you think about everything, like July 4th, the 5th, should be the day you get off. Because a lot of places do the 3rd. And that doesn't make sense to me.
No, but it depends on the day of the week. That's typically what it is. And that's why there's a petition online right now that's talking about some people think that Halloween should be celebrated on the Saturday before Halloween. Now, if it's obviously the 31st, that's perfect. But if it's like a Wednesday's the 31st, you celebrate it on whatever the Saturday before would be.
But you keep the date so that way schools can still celebrate Halloween on the day of Halloween.
But the most important thing is Kelly just smacked her face on a microphone.
I did.
How did you just do that?
Well, I was leaning in and turned and smacked my jaw with the mic.
This is the same person who talks into a microphone. In case you can't see, I just put it to my chest. And now you can't hear me.
Did we talk about when we test microphones on location? Because, like, I'm like, hey, say some stuff for me.
Well, Brandon's like, check 1, 2, 3, 4.
Hello, Brandon Baxter.
La, la, la. And he does this whole thing. And I'm just
I'd
like.
I never say that.
And there's like 17 men behind me as we're checking mics. And I'm like, check 1, 2, 3, 4.
Not true. She goes like this. Check. Hello. And I can never get the levels for it.
Can you hear me?
But we all do a deal, and it's just natural when you go on the air, you get a little bit louder, you know, because like the whole thing that you're taught when you're first getting into radio is always have a smile on your face. Let them hear the smile and project it, project. And that's kind of like it to a lot of people. That means be louder. So all of us get a little bit louder.
Yeah.
So I have to, when I'm setting up equipment, I have to know that we're going to get a little bit louder than that.
Yeah, yeah, you always got to base it for that kind of stuff, you know?
The same thing if you're going to record a commercial.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be ready because it's going to be a little bit different than if we're just sitting in the room talking.
It's very true.
That's why the podcast is a little more, well, no, it's a lot more. Just kind of what the room is.
Mm-hmm. Chill and lax.
Because there's no time constraints. We've talked about that before. It's just kind of like, you know, we feel on here, we can just say whatever.
That's right.
And y'all are going to put up with this. You're not worried about commercials or the next song that we're about to tease or what. Whatever, you know?
Right.
Because Kelly was saying the other day, she's like, I think it was Joey who was listening to the podcast. And she's like, he really enjoys the after show podcast, sometimes more than the full show.
Yep.
And I get it. But you can't do the podcast on the radio for 4 hours.
Mm-mm. Yeah, it's different.
It's just not the same thing.
Yeah.
Because it'd be cool if we could. But you have to, you know, like if you're on the air, you're having to think of time and where people are in their day and what the audience is at 7:15 as compared to 8:45. Mm-hmm. You have all those different things that play into it.
Completely different.
And you're talking in those shorter little bursts of, you know, people are in the car and they're busy and they're about to get out. Mm-hmm. So you have to hit them with the stuff and let them get out of the car.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and if you're really good, maybe they'll take you in. But now with those Alexa devices, which I still don't have in the house yet, but you could put those at work. You could put those in your shop. You could put those in your bathroom. Mm-hmm. Like, legitimately, they can be everywhere.
Yeah, I don't have one either.
Now, some people, like, I think of them more like, hey, play this. Like, hey, Alexa, play K-Fine.
Yeah.
I think about it like that. But some people really consider it like a personal assistant.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you can do all kinds of stuff with that. I mean, if you want to look up information on something, you can say, Alexa, da 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 da. And then if you want to get the weather of that day, you can do that too. I mean, it's a neat little deal.
Right. And see, to me, I'm like, would I use it enough after the initial newness wore off?
Yeah,
like,
you
how
would.
Many things can you make her do?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, am I really going to say, hey, give me the forecast? Am I that much? I can't even pick up my phone and do that?
Yeah, but it's nice. Like, if you're tying your tie and you say, Alexa, what's the forecast in Jonesboro today?
Do you tie a tie a lot, Brandon?
Yeah, I do. A tie for my do-rag, maybe.
Yeah.
Exactly. See?
I heard a podcast the other day. Let me see if this is going to work. What is it? It's Siri on my phone, right? Hey, Siri, take a note.
What do you want it to say?
I love you, I love you, I love you, period. You are the best, period. Yes, I'm talking.
I suck. Did that make it? Oh. Did that okay. make it?
I created a note. I love you, I love you, I love you. You are the best. Yes, I'll stop.
Well, close, David. Save it.
Why did you save that?
Well, because I'm just wondering how it does it.
Are you going to send, do you send notes to yourself telling you yourself that you love yourself?
Yes, I do.
Hello, self. In
Hello,
the future.
Self. I love self. No, but like I take a lot of notes, right? Like if we're talking about, like if I'm out and about and I see something I think would be fun to talk about on the show, but like, you know, I hate having to get in and type. And now we don't even have to type. Hey, Siri, take a note. Tomorrow is the Breakfast Club.
Tomorrow is the Breakfast Club.
Tomorrow is the Breakfast Club. Oh, it got you too.
I am no fun. Did he get it?
What is it saying?
Okay, I created a note. Tomorrow is the Breakfast Club. Tomorrow is the Beckwith guy I like. It says tomorrow is the Breakfast Club. Tomorrow is the Beckwith guy I like. Got you too. I am no fun.
Hey!
Delete.
Sometimes it takes her a second to answer.
Did she delete?
I don't know.
No, she saved it. Stupid.
She can hear you, Brandon.
I love you. That's kind of funny. So, Halloween, Kelly's actually a little bit offended that we're doing Halloween tonight.
I'm not offended, but it's like we were going to have all three of our kids. You know, we're a split family. We're going to have all three of our kids tomorrow night. And we were excited because we had a friend that was coming down that has a Michael Myers. Is that his name?
Mm-hmm. Or as Kai says, Michael Morris.
Michael Morris.
I want to be Michael Morris for Halloween, Dad.
Has that mask, and then I was going to get one of those like scary old women masks, so like just not wear my makeup,
right?
and I was gonna get in a robe and have
I'm gonna be
laying there, and I was gonna have like all the candy in my like a big tub, like where they have to come up and get it, and like I'm laying there with my eyes closed, and they won't know. They'll just think it's like some kind of, and like grabbing them and stuff. And then our friend
you
was going to
grab people.
I won't grab them, but
I think you may.
She won't let them go.
But we were excited about just scaring people. They're old enough now. They don't want to go trick or treating. So we're like, let's give out candy and be funny and, you know, scare some people. So we were all excited, and then they changed it. And tonight I have to work. So, I'll be at the karate school working.
So happy Halloween.
Yeah.
So, let's see if Kai's fired up for Halloween. This is one of those you never know what you're going to get. I wonder if he's going to be the same thing that we picked out. Like, he got this costume, but I don't know if he's already changed his mind, because sometimes he changes his mind on Halloween.
Because
he's wore the costume around the house.
Yeah.
And he gets bored by it, right?
Yeah, because he wears it too much.
Hello.
Morning.
What up?
Good morning. What?
Hey, today's Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
For Kai, it is, at least.
Yeah.
I wanted to chat with him real quick. Is he around? Or has he gone somewhere?
No, he's gone. He left.
He's hanging out with his girlfriend.
Hey now.
Yeah, he left.
Is he busy?
What do you want to talk to him about?
Halloween?
Mm-hmm.
What are you like, I can't talk to my son?
I don't know.
Son?
I don't ever trust you. I'm making bacon.
Oh, you are?
Mm-hmm.
We'll be right there.
Okay. Hold on a second.
Kelly, what animal does bacon come from?
Silly.
A pig?
And what does it sound like?
Oh, my.
Who was that?
It's David.
It's Kelly. She makes pig noises.
Legit.
No, that's legit Kelly. She makes pig noises.
You should hear when she's hungry.
It's just when I eat. It's only when I eat.
What was the dinosaur noise you used to do for Kai?
It's very similar.
Oh, not that.
Yeah. I know.
That sounds like a scared pig.
Kelly, somebody hits the brakes. It's all the same sound effect. That's actually the sound when she had that accident the other day.
Yeah, the
gosh,
car accident.
No.
I'm so glad you're okay. That was so...
Thanks. Mm. I keep hearing the sound over and over again in my head. Like when I lay down to go to sleep, I keep hearing like the crash.
Yeah,
it's awful.
If you haven't seen the photo, Kelly got hit from behind, and the picture is up on her social media if you want to check it out.
I heard your wife giggle, and I know exactly why. I know exactly why she giggled, because she knows you.
What do you mean?
Kelly got hit from behind, and then he looks up and tries not to laugh.
I didn't laugh at all.
Uh-huh. Why did your wife laugh?
Because she's a little freak.
Because we all know you.
Golly, so a little freak.
Oh, my God.
Y'all need not read into what I said.
Do you want to talk to Kai?
I do.
Hold on. Hello.
Hey, man.
Hey, yo, what's poppin'?
Hey, Kai.
Hey, I want to set the mood for you real quick, okay? And if you know this song, I need you to sing it. Here goes. He loves this song. Is this your favorite song right now, Kai?
Yeah, I have it. I have it.
You have it on what?
My game.
This is called Lucid Dreams. Do you know it yet? I don't really get it.
I still see your shadows in my room. Can't take back the love that I gave you.
It's to the point.
Oh, is it too loud? I don't really get it. Do you get it?
Mm-mm, I haven't listened to the words, but it's cool.
What's it about, Kai? Do you have any idea?
No.
He just sings.
I heard it play. I bet it played 30 times back to back the other day. Like it was over and over. Hey, we're doing Halloween tonight, right?
Yeah.
What's your character?
I don't know. It's called...
Is it going to be the same thing you tried on at Meemaw's the other day?
I don't know.
What does it look like? What are you going to be?
Well, I might be like a skeleton thing.
Yeah.
With blood,
like
right?
Yeah.
You put blood all over it?
Yeah.
What kind of candy, like tonight when we go trick-or-treating, what kind of candy do you want? Like, what's the best?
Beer bottles or whatever they're called.
Oh, yeah, the bottle caps.
Yeah, beer.
Beer bottles.
Does Daddy call them beer bottles?
Here's a Yingling, kid.
No, are you talking about Coke bottles?
Bottle caps.
Or bottle caps?
Yeah. No, the Coke bottles, yeah.
Yeah, those gummy things. The gummy colas?
Oh, okay.
Those are
good. Yeah, those
good.
Are good.
I should get some of those today.
Oh, man.
Kai, do you want like a candy? Like if you were going to have, because David's favorite candy was called a Three Musketeers. Have you ever had one of those?
No.
Oh, they're good. You got to eat one.
His, like, yeah, right. Like, see, that candy what? For David has no nuts in it, but like.
He's allergic to nuts.
I don't like nuts.
He has them, though.
Hi.
He's busy.
She said he's busy. David can't quit laughing.
I think your dad passed out.
No, Kai. He doesn't. David doesn't, Kai.
I don't like nuts.
The answer is no, Kai.
Yeah, David doesn't have that, so we'll talk to you later. Oh, my gosh. Get them off of the phone. We're not allowed to talk to them.
Hey, David, who does Kai remind you of 150%?
That's not even funny.
Yes, it is.
Not every single right. thing he says sounds like you.
No, it
every
does not.
Every single thing.
It's awful.
Have you ever seen the third Austin Powers?
No.
Gold member?
Mm-hmm. With Beyonce?
Yes. At the very, very end of that movie, his son starts going bald and turns into Dr. Evil.
Seth Green.
Seth Green.
Okay.
That's going to be Brandon's son, yep. Kai, in about
Dr.
10
Evil.
Years. 10 years from now. He's going to be losing his hair
no,
and going
not.
Straight bald, yep. just like Brandon.
That's
is
what y'all should have
like
dressed
him.
Like.
What, him as me?
That, oh my gosh, that would be the funniest thing ever.
And him being, yeah, no, that's probably not a good one.
If you put a bald cap on him and then he had like the tattoos drawn in, mm-hmm. that would be really funny.
Somebody actually did that years and years ago. They came in when I was down the hall and it was Halloween.
I think
they,
I remember the picture.
Yeah, they dressed up as me. They drew the tattoos on, bald wow. cap, the whole thing,
that's
and
perfect.
A sleeveless shirt. I thought about for our, because we're going to be out broadcasting tomorrow at Club Tan, right? We do our Breakfast Club deal. Mm. I thought like maybe we all throw back to our old school selves. So like for me, I could probably wear the do-rag. Mm-hmm. I'd put earrings back in and like the what's it called? A choke collar or whatever? Dog collar?
A choker.
Not a choker necessarily. But you know, like the big dog thing. Because
mm-hmm.
I used like my first photo shoot that I remember, that's what I had on. Actually, I have this shirt that I had on for the first photo shoot that I ever did here, but I don't think it will fit anymore.
Hmm.
What could you do to do like throwback Kelly?
I have no idea.
Could you do 90s hair? Like, could you go big bangs and all that?
Maybe.
Like Aquanet way up, like the 90s or maybe even the late 80s?
Yeah.
Like, that
maybe.
Would be funny. Because then when people come into the Breakfast Club, they're not really sure.
Right.
That could be funny.
And you have the big, big swooped hair, like yeah. all the way across your head, like the 80s or 90s. I have, you know, earrings back in and tattoos and sleeveless and all that. What would David do?
It's normal.
David could.
Much.
I know what he could do. Because if we go back, like for me, that look is probably, you know, 15, 17 years ago. You would have been an infant. So David can wear a diaper and a bottle.
I would have been 8. I don't think I would have been an infant. 10 years ago, I was listening to you on the trampoline. 15 years ago, I mean.
Yeah, that's weird.
Mm. I was 10.
Well, I'll bring my trampoline to Club Tan and you can just jump.
Yeah.
Do you have one of those old mini trampolines that you can work out with? The one with the handles on it?
What would David do, though? Because he had a Justin Bieber look when he was in high
yeah.
school.
I kind of did. It was like a ratty Justin Bieber.
Well, maybe you would just wear a different costume. What did you dress up as for Halloween when you were young?
I did Batman once. I did Goku from Dragon Ball Z.
Was there a costume for that?
For Goku?
Or did you make one?
No, dude. It was a costume. I dressed up as Goku, and it was awesome.
I wouldn't even know what that was. Like, if you walked in as Goku, I wouldn't even know what that
I
was.
I wouldn't either.
Y'all need to grow up, Goku.
Or grow down.
Yeah, I guess. Are you in for it? Will you dress up as old school Kelly?
I guess.
It would be so much fun.
I don't know.
Tell the truth.
No, I don't know. I don't know
what
I'd wear.
It's the After Show podcast.
No, I don't know what I'd wear.
Just tight stuff.
That happens every day, and I don't want it to. I don't do it on purpose.
Wear spandex and leggings and those booty warmer things.
I never wore those, period.
What's a booty warmer?
Well, I don't know if you call them booty warmers. Is that what you call those? Those things? I'm thinking about the things that go over your shins.
Leg warmers?
Is that what they call them?
Why'd you call it booty warmer?
I don't know.
Leg warmers.
It's a booty warmer.
I don't know.
Look it up. Oh, gosh. This
Look it up
bad.
On your own computer.
Booty warmer.
David's Lenovo is used to stuff like that.
I looked up booty warmer, and my hands are what come up.
Oh.
No, it's a shoe.
Oh, that's
booties.
I forgot about booties.
Booties.
Uh-oh, hot buns.
Hot buns. Oh, is that when it's like for the Christmas parade, if it's cold, we
the
put
hunters.
In hot buns?
This may be a good idea.
What are you going to do for the Christmas parade? Have you thought about it?
No.
Because you have to top last year. Last year, you rode through in just your underwear. So you have to do something more risque than that.
I don't know exactly how I can beat that.
He
I'm
has
naked.
To do an ice bath in the back of the truck as it's going down.
For how many retweets?
You'd have to get about 40,000 million.
40,000 million.
What is that, in the billions?
Yeah, we'll do that.
Yeah.
And we'll see if we can get that. And you'll ride in an ice bath?
I'm not going to ride in an ice bath.
You
Why
just
would
said
I ride
that.
In
I had the audio.
Bath? No, I didn't. I did not say that. I have never said those words.
What words?
I'm not saying that because you will edit that down and then you will make me say it.
I'm trying so hard. Anyway, hope you guys enjoy your Halloween festivities tonight, unless you're in the Perry family, and then you'll be working at Joey Perry Martial Arts.
There I am.
So I guess I'll be out doing trick-or-treating. I was hoping they were going to cancel Halloween, but they didn't.
I can come Halloween with you.
You can come Halloween with me?
Yeah.
I can come Halloween with you.
Can we Halloween?
I'll pay you to take Kai through the neighborhood and Kai's friends.
Okay, I do $100 an hour.
Oh. All right, we'll forget about that.
And I have to do a minimum of 6 hours, even if your child is not with me.
Hope you guys have a great day, man.